Ruben.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Working hard. It's nonstop. Everyone wants something from me, it feels like. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. So I just left a message for Andrew. I want to walk you through the whole process, but I also want to make sure we get your funding done quickly. So the first thing I need, and there's a few issues that I'll need to talk to on Andrew that are separate from, that have nothing to do with you guys. It's just about funding. But here's what I need from you. So the first thing is, I need a copy of the driver's licenses for both owners. For the owner and his wife.
Okay.
I'm going to get the invoice, because I understand there's some changes. So I'm going to get the invoice over from Andrew. What I want to do is because I think there's been some changes. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to try to get the full cost of the equipment financed. Initially applied for like 87, but I believe there's some changes. So I should be able to cover everything. Just want to walk you through the process. Today, I'm going to send you the paperwork over later today to review.
Okay.
In terms of funding, we do what's called a site. Once it's returned to us via fax, you don't have to FedEx anything to us, just a fax back. Due at signing is going to be two payments and a small one-time documentation fee. So you're not going to get a bill for your first month, and you're not going to get a bill for the last month. We're also going to do what's called a general site inspection. Sounds kind of scary. It isn't. I'll just walk you through it. It's called a site visit. So before funding, so let's just say, walk you through it. I get the invoice over from Andrew. Best case scenario, we get you guys documents out today. Worst case scenario, we send you documents tomorrow morning. You complete them, you fax them, you send them back, or scan email them back to me. I'll get them tomorrow morning. Okay. We'll order the site inspection usually that same day. So a company will call you or your uncle, whoever you prefer, to come up there and take a picture of the business. They understand that it's under construction right now. It's doing a remodel. That's fine. They just need to do that before they release funding.
Okay.
We'll release funding. Get the money to Andrew, and that probably could happen as early as today's Tuesday. I'd say as early as Wednesday night, or if not Thursday morning. Now, the only thing that I have to hammer out with Andrew is I understand you guys have paid him for a lot of the equipment via credit card, correct?
Correct.
So what the probably best thing is, I'll ask him if he wants to either refund that to you or do the new equipment, but that's something that I can hash out with him. I did have one question for you. Who's responsible, though, for the installation? Is it you, or do you do your own install, or does the vendor?
No, I believe the vendor will be doing the installation, or our team that's actually out there.
Okay, so let's do this. Give me one second. And how long when does the equipment get delivered?
That's actually going, we're going to have to be speaking with Andrew and my team.
Okay. Hold on one second. But you don't know the delivery schedule?
No, I do not know the delivery schedule as of right now.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to wait to hear back from Andrew, but he's at lunch. If you can actually get me over those licenses, I'll get you the documents to review tomorrow, and then I'll walk you, if not later today, I'll walk you guys through everything, and then I think we could probably get everything wrapped up, at least placing the order. I'd say by, I think Thursday afternoon is pretty realistic. I can push for tomorrow, but I think realistically you're looking at middle of the day Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's perfect. Also, I know I was talking to the team and everyone, and one thing they were all requesting, especially Sunny, was that is there like a prepayment penalty if we pay anything up front or anything?
Yeah, I can give you my thoughts. So right now, and you don't mind if I'm like brutally honest, correct?
Yeah.
No, okay.
That's perfect.
It's a better way because, you know, most of the customers that work with us multiple times and just mm-hmm. like your dealer. So one of the big challenges is with when working with small businesses, you guys have a million mm-hmm. fires to put out. I know how it is because my parents owned a small business and, you know, mm-hmm. the phone never stops ringing. However, part of that is kind of the best thing a lender can do is kind of instead most lenders aren't problem solvers. So they're just going to say mm-hmm. yes or no. And that's why I think when you applied at this first lender, I think you guys know your approval, I think was like 10 or 12,000. It was nothing. It didn't really help you. And so uh-huh. Here's my kind of thought process on where the money can be spent. If you are looking, it's all about cash flow and our terms are very, very competitive. And this is a business loan. Since the credit scores, you know, are a bit lower, there's some overdrafts in the other bank accounts, by the way. My personal opinion, which really doesn't matter, is that any extra money should be used to be paying down debt to boost credit scores and make future borrowing better. However, we do give a discount, I believe, on this program for paying off early. I can triple check, but there's no penalty. I believe the discount is 4%. So I believe that if you want to pay off early at any time, you can do 4%. Mm-hmm. But let me give you my thoughts and what I would suggest, okay?
Okay.
Unlike, you know, we're going to give you guys the full amount, finance the sales tax, but here is what I would do. I would probably suggest doing a 3 or 4 year term. I don't think you need to do 5 years, and I don't think you need to do 2 years. But we really don't require anything. So I can give you a 2 year term, a 3 year term, a 4 year term, or a 5 year term. My suggestion is to do a 4 year term just based on other customers I've worked with. Do you have like a payment in mind you're trying to get to?
No, I don't think we have kind of like a payment in mind. If a lower payment right now, I think
okay.
it would be perfect, obviously, just because we're going to be starting off the business. But I know that...
Well, we're not looking at it as a startup, by the way. We're looking at it as hey, because for us, it's not a pure startup. It's you guys bought the business, now you're remodeling. So we're not viewing it as a pure startup.
So, you know, because we're opening it up as a DoubleTree starting in August.
Correct.
So as soon as we start up, you know, I know we're going to kind of have a lot coming out of it.
Okay.
So I know it's going to be harder for the first few months, but we would like to have a lower cost. But I do know that, you know, they were saying that if we can pay an upfront, like pay the whole balance off without a penalty, I think we will do that, but it will take a few months or so.
Okay. So I think here's how I'd answer this question. So what you're referring to is oftentimes, for startups, the terms are really, really nasty. There's like a lot of, the payments are really, really high. And we're not treating this as a new business. So here's how I'd answer the question. I'm very confident you guys will be very, very happy with the terms. I find them extremely competitive. And most importantly, the key here is this approval is ready to fund. And we're not having to track down documents. Because, you know, we're not having to track down all those tax returns and all that information. We're ready to fund. Here's what I would suggest. When do you guys think, I want to ask you a few questions to point you in the right direction. When do you think you would be paying this term off? When do you think you'd be in a position to do that?
I would say, let's just do a 4 year term.
Okay.
That's the most you can do, correct?
I can go up to 5 years if you wish. I just think, the thing is this, there's a lot of different things going on, and ultimately, I need to get that final invoice to give you the exact pricing, but from my thought process is that a lot of customers will get a two-year, you know, they'll get a two-year loan because they want to pay it off really, 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 really quickly, and then they call us back in 3 months and they say, well, I need to extend the payments, and then someone gets a five-year term, or, you know, and then wants to do 5 years, or I rarely have a customer that gets a five-year term that wants to go to three or four, but my goal is to point you in the right direction and ultimately cut the check to Champ so you guys can run this business and get it going. So my thought process is doing this. If you do anything as short as a year or two, you got a lot of expenses, probably not what I would suggest. If you do something as long as 5 years, that's fine as well. I'm going to suggest to you to do a 3 or 4 year term. I'll actually make your documents off of 3 years, but you'll see, I'm pretty sure that your documents will include a 4% discount for paying off early. I will just tell you that I've been with our firm for 9 years and I've had less than 5 customers pay off early. And the reason is simply that they can generally take any money that they owe us and reinvest in their business. And let me give you an example. Let's say, and can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So let's say in a year and a half, I'm just throwing a number out there. This is not the number for your transaction, but let's say in a year and a half, you owe us $55,000, all right? Mm-hmm. And let's say you come to us and you say, hey, I owe you $55,000. And let's say, well, I'll give you a 4% discount. So $2,200. Now, most customers, if they can, the thing that they're going to say is, well, does it make more sense for me to take this $55,000 and reinvest it in my business or do a new opportunity or try to save a few grand? We give you that option because we like to be very friendly with our customers and not aggressive, but the vast majority of customers, unless they have perfect credit, unless they have $1 million in the bank, they're always reinvesting in new opportunities. So I think what makes sense, especially on this transaction, is do a 3 or 4 year term. I'll send you both options. I'll make you documents for 4 year and 3 years, and you can look at them. But I think doing something, I don't think you need to do 5 years. I don't think you need to do 2 years. I think 3 or 4 years probably is going to make the most sense for you.
Okay.
All right. But yeah, we'll include that discount in writing for paying off early. Not a problem.
Okay, perfect. I think that'll be great. And I was actually out. I just
the hard part's already done, correct?
Yeah, the hard part is that's always a good thing.
Well, yeah, because the credit scores right now are a bit on the low side, so that's one of the difficulties. And just keep in mind, this is a business transaction, so this debt won't go under his personal credit. Unlike credit cards and things of that nature that impact the credit score, this funding doesn't go under your personal credit.
Okay.
It only goes under the business.
Okay, perfect. I think that will be helpful. But if we can go ahead and get documents over so we can review them, if we can get them this evening, I think that will be very, very helpful. So we can review the documents this evening, get them signed, and then sent over.
Okay. I'll try, just so you know. I'm drowning right now. So that's kind of the good news is you got someone that knows. Pardon, I don't mean to be arrogant. I'm actually very experienced in this industry. The bad news is I got a lot of people hammering me, so I can only do so much. One thing I would like you to do is this. To make your documents, I do actually need a copy of those driver's licenses to make sure we have the correct spelling and names.
I'm actually sending them over to
you. Okay.
You will have them here.
Okay, and so I will get that. And if you want to give Andrew a call, you could actually do me a favor to speed things along. If you want to give Champs a call, I need them to both call me to go over some quick funding issues as well as email me the updated final invoice of what we're funding. That'd be fantastic.
Okay. Final invoice, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Then I'll go ahead and contact Andrew and try and get that over to you.
Okay.
All righty. All right. Thank you so much for all of your help.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.